What do you think it's like on Earth? I asked my brother as we made our way through the Lipton Mall shortly before closing time.
Don't know, don't care, he replied tersely. You spend way too much time caring about shit that doesn't matter.
It does matter, Barry, I replied with growing annoyance. He was always picking on me for my fantasies, but it was never going to stop me from having them. We had been born on this rock which floated around the planet Jupiter. Barely 2 kilometers across, everything was underground. I'd never seen the sun outside of a TV show. I wanted to know what grass felt like, or even wind or rain, which I had never experienced. I wanted to see animals that were alive and moving and not just served on my plate.
Why, Peyton? Why does it matter? It's not like you're ever going to go there.
How do you know that? Are you psychic? I responded snippily as I sunk my hands into my pockets and gazed into the windows of the stores as we passed them, looking at the bored shop workers checking their chronometers for the last 5 minutes to pass so they could close up and go home.
Because transport to Earth would cost you more money than you're ever going to earn in your lifetime.
I can work my passage. If I get into a trade school, I could learn some sort of ship functions and get a job on a cargo hauler or something, I insisted.
Everyone is doing that, Peyton. Everyone wants to get off this fucking rock. The waiting list for those courses is years, and then you have to go on a waiting list to get a freaking job. The sooner you realize you were born on Ananka and you're going to die on Ananka, the better you will be.